listener production.
Hello, Emma Griffiths at your news briefing. The Premier has labelled the Federal Opposition Leader as a negative person over his dismissal of next month's Jobs and Skills Summit. Peter Dutton has declined the invite to join businesses, unions and the government, claiming it's nothing but a talk fest. Mark McGowan has asked the Liberal leader to act more constructively.
I know it's not his nature. I know it's not the way he operates. Sometimes you need to be constructive. I've been opposition leader. I was opposition leader for 5.5 years. There's times in which you have to work in the national and state interests rather than just throw rocks from the sideline. And I think Mr. Dutton needs to learn that lesson.
Meantime, the Premier says the state government is exploring its options over the future of a 500-bed facility in Bullsbrook. It was set to be used for quarantining arrivals, but after construction delays, there's no longer a need. Mark McGowan says they're considering its use for worker accommodation. An extra 98 electric vehicle charging points will be set up around WA over the next 2 years. They'll be located at 49 locations across the metro and regional areas. Climate Action Minister Rhys Whitby says it'll help ease any concerns over charging point locations.
People like to get out there and explore, but they're worried about the range of their vehicles. This solves that dilemma. It means you can get in your car and drive from Esperance to Kununurra, across to Eucla, and not have to worry.
WA has recorded 2,889 new infections of COVID-19 today, as well as 4 deaths.